Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Welcome back to our Intermediate English Podcast. It's great to have you with us again today.
Are you ready to dive into the world of legends today, Michelle? I know I am, though maybe not in the way some people expect.
That's right. Today, we're doing something a little different in our myths and legends category. We're going to explore the dark side of heroic myths.
That's right. We often see heroes as purely good, don't we? They always save the day and do brave things. But what if we told you that sometimes their actions weren't so heroic or had some really unfortunate consequences?
Get ready to rethink some of your favorite legends. It's not all glorious victories and noble deeds. There's another side to these amazing stories.
So, let's start by looking at the heroes themselves. We often focus on their amazing strength or cleverness, but many famous heroes had serious personal flaws. These were part of their character, like a hidden weakness.
Absolutely. Think about Achilles from Greek mythology. He was an incredibly strong and brave warrior, perhaps the best in the Trojan War. But his famous Achilles heel wasn't just physical. His incredible rage and pride often caused huge problems.
Yes, he famously refused to fight for a long time because he felt insulted. This pride led to many defeats for his own side, the Achaeans. And because of his anger, his close friend, Patroclus, went into battle wearing Achilles' armor and was tragically killed.
And it was Patroclus's death that finally made Achilles return to the fight. But his rage was still very much there. He fought with terrible fury and anger. So even a great hero like him could be controlled by his negative emotions, causing harm to his allies and prolonging the war.
Or think about Hercules. He performed 12 amazing labors, like killing terrible monsters or cleaning giant stables. We know him for his immense strength and courage.
But he was also known for his explosive temper. In a fit of madness, a time when he wasn't thinking clearly, he even tragically killed his own family. That's a huge dark side to his story, isn't it? He was divinely gifted, but still struggled with very human vices, like uncontrolled anger.
Exactly. So the first dark side is often within the hero himself, their imperfections causing major negative outcomes, not just for them, but for others around them. They are not perfect, and sometimes their flaws cause terrible things to happen.
Beyond the hero's personal flaws, let's consider the collateral damage. That's a term we use for the harm to others and the environment that wasn't the main goal, but happened anyway because of the hero's actions.
A great example is the Trojan War itself. While heroes like Achilles and Odysseus fought bravely and are remembered for their courage, the war absolutely devastated the city of Troy. It was a complete catastrophe for the people living there.
Thousands of innocent people, ordinary citizens, not just the soldiers, died during the 10 years of fighting. An entire civilization was destroyed, all for one heroic conflict that started over a single woman. Their homes were burned, their lives ruined.
And it wasn't just Troy. Think about Jason and the Argonauts and their quest for the Golden Fleece. Jason was a hero leading a brave crew on a difficult journey across the sea.
Yes, but Jason's actions, especially his later abandonment of Medea after she helped him get the fleece, led to her terrible revenge. She was a powerful sorceress, and in her anger, she caused the deaths of many innocent people, including their own children.
His heroic quest for fame and power had horrific consequences for others, far beyond what anyone might expect from a story about a hero. These myths show us that even a heroic journey can have a very high price for those around them, far beyond the hero's own triumphs.
Finally, let's talk about the morality of some heroic actions. Are they always truly good actions? Do they always fit what we consider moral today?
That's a great point. Odysseus is known for his cunning and intelligence, especially with the Trojan horse. He used his mind to win battles, which is seen as clever.
But some of his actions, like blinding the Cyclops, Polyphemus, were incredibly brutal. And his brutal revenge on the suitors who tried to marry his wife, Penelope, in his own home was also very violent. While portrayed as clever or justified, these were not always noble acts. They crossed the line into cruelty.
Exactly. The lines between cleverness, deceit, and cruelty can sometimes be blurred in these stories. What was seen as acceptable or necessary in ancient times might not align with our modern ideas of justice and fairness.
And sometimes these myths can subtly encourage negative traits. The idea that a hero is above the law, or that might makes right, meaning the strongest person is always right, or that violence is the only solution. They can glorify certain aspects that in real life would be very problematic and harmful.
These narratives often focus only on the hero's perspective, silencing the victim's stories, or endorsing unquestioning loyalty to a leader, even if their methods are flawed. So the dark side also lies in the potentially problematic messages these myths might subtly send about power, morality, and justice.
So, as we've discussed today, heroic myths are far more complex than they first appear. They show us that heroes are often flawed. Their actions can have devastating consequences for others, and sometimes the heroic acts themselves are morally ambiguous.
It's important to look at these stories critically, not just to enjoy them, but to understand the full picture. The light and the dark. It helps us understand history and even ourselves better by seeing the full range of human actions.
Thank you for joining us on this fascinating and perhaps a little darker journey into the dark side of heroic myths. We hope you enjoyed exploring these deeper meanings with us today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of our Intermediate English Podcast. See you next time.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.